on Bad Radio.
Tell me this, Norm. Did the Packers have one player go out of the country for vacation?
No, they had Brett Favre, their leader, leave town totally and go to Mississippi and hunt.
We had players go out of the country for vacation. We haven't won a playoff game in 10 years.
It's a freaking trip to Mexico, JW. We didn't go to South Africa on a game drive.
Norm, how many times have people gone to Mexico and gotten sick?
He was at a resort drinking bottled water. How many people have gone to Kansas City and gotten sick?
Norm,
four people went to New Orleans.
You want a sense of urgency? A sense of urgency is not letting your players leave, come in for meetings, don't work them to death, let them relax a little bit of Valley Ranch. It's a young team. Keep them focused and win the first game.
Okay.
Before you ask, the answer is yes. I did blow all these hard drives clean. So,
you really are a moron. The only way to really blow the hard drives clean is to take a drill and punch a hole through it.
All right, calm down, Snowden. I zeroed them all out. We're fine.
Welcome, welcome. We have lost our lease, so everything must go. The chairs are arranged in ascending order of lumbar support, so have a gander. Oh, word to the wise. The Hayworths are like a spa day for the buttocks. Yeah, and I have a fragile posterior. My aunt used to call me glass hole, so you can take it from me.
Look at these maggots crawling all over our garbage, leaving their slime of mediocrity.
I thought you'd feel right at home in a marketplace, haggling, selling your monkey paws, looking for Indiana Jones in a wicker basket.
Okay, Marion was in the wicker basket. Indiana Jones was tipping them over, you f***ing idiot. I mean, if you have any questions.
Well, how about that? I made my first sale. I've organized a lot of estate sales, so this is kind of my wheelhouse.
What?
I have a lot of elderly friends. Oh, that is a fun item. That's a hardware fan.
Before we let you go, this is really a purely American game. It doesn't translate well into a lot of other foreign countries because of the start and stop. What have you enjoyed about American football tonight as you watch it for the first time?
I'm enjoying because they're, you know, grabbing and stopping the guy who running, and, you know, they're looking for the ball and what's each other, you know, guard.
Almost time for kickoff here at Cowboys Stadium. Cowboys and the Dolphins in the fourth and final preseason game. And you know, it's always almost time for kickoff when these boxes come rolling in that shoot the flames up into the air right before kickoff. And hopefully I don't get singed. Okay. So it's time for Cowboys Dolphins here in preseason game number four. Appreciate you guys joining us. I'm Mickey Spagnola, and you guys get ready for Cowboys Dolphins here on Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys presentation of Countdown to Kickoff was brought to you by...
This is history in the making.
Brandon Whedon, quarterback, Dallas Cowboys. I never listened to the Bob and Dan show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Do you know the story of this pie?
I'd love to know. Right about now, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket presents the Bob and Dan Radio Show.
Thanks for using Company Kitchen.
Yep, today Tony Pollard has rendered Zeke completely expendable, and I'm not being trite when I say that. AB's feet got circumcised, but Mike Mayock is still all mad, and Dan goes on vacation to get a sectional and some Swedish meatballs. Also, what is a minor? Julie Dobb, Jacob Kemp, and R.I.P. Donovan. Now, two guys who are reunited, which means I can vape in the control room with Mino again. It's Bob Sturm and David out.
Yeah. Monday, August 19th, 20 and 19. It's the Bob and Dan Radio Show live today with the whole gang here. Russ!
Let's be great.
Almost done.
Episode 4958. Shorty. That was a Let's Be Great with a little Shorty on top of it, Dan. If you're ready, you're back. You're all out of vacations. Fresh out. What up?
Hey, man.
You look awesome.
Hey, Jake. What's hey, Mino. Dude? Hey, Julie.
What's up, dog?
What up, dog?
So, last week, Jake...
I have a million things to talk about.
I was going to say...
Yeah, I just have the whole show.
Well, I want to start with one of them.
Mm.
Last week, Jake claimed there's no irony left. And I'm positive I'm going to mess this up, Jake, and misrepresent what you meant by that. But then I started examining my life, and I did wonder, like, my Andy Dalton ring, I think, is an example of what he's saying. Is that we no longer... All right, you verbalize this, Jake, if I may. Or if you may.
It's not a too extensive of a thesis. I just don't... I think there is no such thing as irony. So when Bob says, like, are you doing that to be funny or do you like this song to be funny? I mean, I don't know. I think Fast and the Furious is a great movie. I'm not being ironic when I say that. But I think to you guys, you're saying you only like this movie because it's so bad it's good. And I'm saying I don't know the difference.
Okay.
I just know I like it.
All
there
right.
is no irony.
So maybe
it's dead.
Maybe the term irony doesn't fit as much. I don't know. I don't know. Seriously, I don't know what caused me to wear this ring. But once I did, I found that I liked it. But before it, I openly laughed at people that wore these rings.
Are you referring to my shirt?
Yes. But I'm also referring to the fact that, like, I have a J.J. Watt quote on my Instagram page merely to crack you guys up. But at the same time, did I just do it to do that or do I actually like it? And
Now you got it.
Wow,
there
this
you
is
go.
Really deep.
Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm doing things in my life. I'm changing my behavior partly. I don't know. But
so
you...
I bought my, and I have a story about buying my official 2019 Dallas Cowboys Hawaiian shirt, training camp shirt.
Which I
at
think...
At JCPenney. Exclusively at JCPenney. You can't order it online.
Oh, is
I
that
tried.
Right?
Really?
You have to go to a JCPenney.
Okay, so...
So here's me finding a JCPenney, number one.
Okay, but here's the thing. I think those are huge sellers. Did anyone actually buy one because they thought it looked good?
So now... But I totally agree with you. I bought it only for you guys.
Right.
And it's like $70.
I was going to...
It's high dollar.
Why didn't you let us play the guess the price?
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to guess 79.
69.
So it was 69, huh?
Oh, nice. Hold on, I'll think about that. Nice. I was watching Stripes over the weekend.
Is this the end of your story about JCPenney?
And as they are getting on the bus to go to camp they don't call it camp, boot camp or whatever.
Yeah, or basic.
I just never noticed this when I was a kid. It's bus number 69.
Of course it is.
So, very nice.
So they're looking for the higher level comedy.
Harold Ramis guy knows what he's doing.
No, so I totally agree with you because I only bought this shirt for you guys. I saw it. I think I saw Jubb and Jake going back and forth on Twitter about this shirt existing or something like that. Anyway, I clicked on the link and found, you know, okay, I got to have this shirt. I got to have it for Monday.
You mobilize.
And, then I'm searching and I find that the... anyway, now that I have the shirt...
Do you think...
I only bought it to be funny and whatever.
But now you love it?
It's so comfortable. It's light. It's airy. I think it looks great. I think it highlights a lot of my better features. And I love it. I don't care what anybody else thinks. It's a fantastic, very comfortable shirt.
Don't you think the person that celebrates the Hawaiian shirt has said all of those things about his Hawaiian shirt collection? Thus,
I don't know,
the whole
because
point of the Hawaiian shirt is...
When Mike Reiner started wearing Hawaiian shirts...
He's more bowling shirt guy, which I
suppose
is about
the same. Well, no, he started wearing a Hawaiian shirt because of the death of Jerry Fraley, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And I believe that was a common thing to wear to his funeral.
I think the Hawaiian shirt. I think you're right.
And we used to have Fridays with TC, right? I think it was every Friday.
I thought TC started wearing collared shirts, not Hawaiian shirts.
I'm not sure.
Lumberg had
his Whataburger golf shirt that only employees get, somehow he got one.
Well, I think he got that at
I'm
the Normathon.
I'm going to have Hawaiian shirt Friday. Can we do that?
Yes.
Yes. You make me happy. Like, I saw you walk in and I just smiled. So I feel like it was money well spent. And I very much appreciate your shirt.
You can ask Mino that I got. Didn't I get a compliment walking through the sales office?
Right away.
From who?
I don't know. Some dude.
Yeah.
One dude that we should know his name.
Not one BTO of the big wigs. Or Quirk, somebody.
It's not someone we deal with on a day-to-day basis. One of the suits.
Not Alex Beard.
No, not Alex's beard. It was out for cleaning today. But anyway, yeah, so I mobilized up to, I found a JCPenney. The closest one to me was at the Louisville Mall, where I realized I hadn't been. So I was there with my 14-year-old daughter, and I was telling her on the way, boy, I haven't been here since, like, you were three. I used to take you here, and it would be a Saturday afternoon thing. We'd go to the Louisville Mall, and, you know, the kids would play in the little play area, and I'd go to Spencer and find some fart spray or so. I don't know.
Spencer.
It was the mall.
Yeah.
The mall used to be a big thing. You watching Stranger Things?
No.
Oh, a lot of mall nostalgia in there. But, man, I went, like, I thought it would have been a good time for the mall. Like, I was worried it's going to be too packed. You know, Saturday. Yeah. Early afternoon or evening type thing. Nobody's in the mall.
Malls aren't doing well.
I mean, and then my daughter, who watches South Park with me, said it's like the South Park episode where the mall employees are like zombies, but they're so starved for human interaction, they're just all over you. Because they were. Any store we walked into, can I help you? Well, now I want to help you. No, we're going to help you. You know, like, so, you know, we threw a little money into the mall, bought the ironic, yet not ironic, Cowboys shirt. Bought some soap at Bath and Body Works.
Are the stores filled?
That's the thing. It wasn't like the stores were closed with the bars down. The stores were open, but there was no customers. Mm. Like, even the food court, it was just dead.
This is really...
The death of the American mall is a weird deal.
I think it
deal.
Depends on the mall, because my mall's doing very well.
Yeah?
You have a mall?
I do.
Which mall do you go to? North Park?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This ain't middle of the
I've
mall.
I've been going there since I was very little, so I claim it as my mall.
Okay.
But Louisville
Listen,
is
I'm
the...
Not, doing, it's I'm doing not telling well. You can't claim
a mall.
I think
Grapevine is more...
I can do whatever I
there
want.
There are more people at
I'm
the Grapevine
a mall.
But the Louisville mall is, like, huge. It's also called... actually, I took a picture of it.
Well, it used to be Vista Ridge,
thing?
Right?
Well, yeah. It's called the Music City Mall.
Yes. Like the Music City Bowl.
What the hell is that?
That
what is this, Nashville?
Sense.
What? How are they the Music City Mall?
Is it like Guitar Center?
Is it like Guitar Center?
Like, is it a store called Music City where you go buy instruments, or do I not understand Music City?
But the whole mall is called the Music City Mall.
I know, but it could be like a title sponsored. You're looking at me like I'm on Mars.
Well, I think the idea of a title sponsor of a mall from another store is very strange. Like,
okay, well, explain Music City Mall to me.
I have no idea, but it would seem weird to me if you just went to TCBY Mall.
I hear you, man, but these are strange times. These are really strange times for malls. I don't. They changed that name, and I was very confused, and here we sit several years later, and I still don't know what it means.
They also have a sign out front which says, "Be advised, bird control measures in effect."
That's a hot zip for birds.
Flashing lights, starter pistols, air horns, exploding aerial flares, spotlights.
What?
So they have...
You think I'm joking.
I don't... I have zero idea what you're talking about. So there's such a bird problem?
Up there at the top of, like, MacArthur and is that 3040 or what's the cross street there that, like, the entrances to Vista Ridge Mall were or are? So whatever that cross street
121
is.
Area.
Yeah, but it's kind of there's like a Chick-fil-A up there. And so anyway, that intersection.
Round Grove.
The intersection is very, it's
birdie.
It's Hitchcockian, if you will. It's.
I do know what
like,
you're talking about.
Like
I
there
know
are
an
hundreds
like
of
that.
Birds on
it's
all the
weird.
And they're all singing at the same time, and it's weird as it gets.
Okay, so here's the concept behind Music City Mall. When it was sold in 2017, the owners plan to make it like a music destination. So they're going to have shows there. Did you see any shows, Dan?
No, no.
Says they spent a lot of money on grand pianos. Like, so apparently there's supposed to be music happening there all the time. Apparently there's a stage.
Did you just miss the...
No, it's probably failed, right? Yeah. Like, they probably thought, hey, you know what people are missing at the mall?
It's live the fire
music.
Fest of,
yeah, exactly.
Of Louisville.
Yeah. I would just... That's the reason I hate shopping online is because there's no one playing a piano next to me whenever I buy stuff. So
I'm so interested in this topic, though. I know we've had this discussion before when we did the show up at the Fun Zone or the Hang Zone.
Sir.
Sorry.
Respect on its name.
But just the... And we were even talking about this when you left the meeting, Jake, is I'm halfway through this documentary on Netflix about basically baseball cards. And I feel like there's a connection between the baseball card life cycle and the mall life cycle. I feel like they are on parallel tracks, and they might have actually fed off each other at one point. But just the idea that as we sit here in 2019, in our lifetime... Like, man, if I took 15-year-old Dan and I asked you, what should I be investing in? You would have told me malls and baseball cards.
And Beanie Babies.
And here we sit. And I'm telling you, dude, the documentary appears to be, and like I said, I've got another Peloton ride to get through this documentary. But as it stands right now, they're basically telling you, you might as well just throw them all away. They're not worth anything. And you're definitely not going to retire on John Smoltz rookies. It's over, man. And the malls...
Aren't you supposed to hold it in your hand and then see if it provides you joy?
Well, yeah, I haven't talked to my girl on that front, whose name...
Marie Kondo.
Marie Kondo, thank you. But it's not just the mall. It's like the strip mall. It appears to be most commerce, in-person commerce, which sounds impossible because... As the population grows and we all turn more materialistic, all arrows pointed towards this is the unslayable sector of our economy.
There are parts of the Metroplex where you can go, though. Like if you go to West Fort Worth, the, let's say, Latino Bazaar is still doing quite well. People who might not do most of their shopping online, it is bustling.
And commerce is still alive and well. But yes, it appears to be... Wildly online.
For sure.
And I guess I never foresaw that option just routing everything else like it appears to be. I don't know. It's a weird deal, man. Like this.
Are there still like adult video stores?
Yes. They survived.
Did they?
Yeah.
People go walk around looking at DVDs and...
I'm pretty sure all those ones that I've seen my whole life are still there. Yeah, they're just a little bit on the outskirts.
I don't know if that they're doing well, but I would be the wrong guy to ask. But as you drive by, they all seem to be there, and they all seem to be doing okay.
Remember when Gribble saw the Playmaker in one of them?
No.
New Fine Arts?
Oh, yeah. Like the Playmaker?
Hey, wanted... Michael Irvin! Oh, will you sign my... thing?
What? Go ahead. Yeah, what?
Oh, I was... So I did tune in a bit when I was gone, because I do love the 1210, and then I would, be doing stuff.
We didn't give you any ailments last week. I'm sorry.
One problem...
You said you're on vacation like good friends. You should try
home,
that sometime.
I got home from Indianapolis. It was Lucas Oil Stadium. This is Friday follow-up.
I was wrong.
You guys were messing up.
Friday follow-up.
I just had it pounded into my head because Lucas Oil has apparently bought everything in Indiana, or at least where I was.
We just called it Pence Stadium.
Pence? Yeah.
Where he fake went to a football game to walk out.
I was disgusted. I went in and walked immediately out when I didn't see a football game. I was like, oh, all these bands, what the hell is this?
Were any of the Drum and Bugle Corps folks taking knees?
No.
Okay.
We don't do that. So, were you mentioning the ironic thing? Like, you don't know what irony is anymore because... you wanted to help promote the movie of the month, which is on Wednesday, and it's a encore presentation of Point Break.
I was, yes.
Because we're doing a movie of the month Wednesday at the Richardson location of the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema. Point Break. That is right. We did it a couple months ago, but that was on the other side of town. And so if you didn't get to go to that, or if you did and you wonder, how does it air in Richardson? Is it different? the thing about it is I feel like it's weird to do the same movie again. But if I was at home scrolling through channels and I saw Point Break on, I would stop and watch. So,
and maybe it's not again for people that live out this way.
Right,
maybe it's for the first time.
No, but I'm just saying, it's not weird for me to watch this movie again. So I'm happily doing it. And it's Wednesday night, and we can go to bobanddan.com for your tickets, or go to drafthouse.com/DFW.
Can't wait!
How'd you like that plug?
Awesome.
I just worked that right in. I have like a million things. I have a huge list. Can I have more than one vacation segment this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, that was tepid.
But I thought you didn't go anywhere.
Oh. What do you think? I just sat sedentary and stared at the wall?
That's probably what I think staycations are.
I don't know. Did I go to Six Flags?
It's great weather for it.
Did you call Bob's nephew to cut in line?
Dude, let that go.
No.
Yeah, I rented a disabled kid. Sure.
It's your job creator.
I'm really sorry you don't have any disabled kids in your extended family, guys. Is that how this goes?
I just don't leverage them.
No one leveraged them.
Wow, Uncle Bob's inviting us now? He's never invited us anywhere before.
I was not invited.
He's never wanted us to go with him before.
Of all the things that get misrepresented on this station,
I don't even know what we're talking about, but I'm jumping in now.
It's in Jake's dumb Rolodex. All right, let's do the show. It's 1229 at Sports Radio 1310, the
dumb
ticket.
Rolodex.
Jake needs to be scolded in the break next.